Caroline, you've had an interesting time with your hairdresser recently. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
I've been going to the same hairdresser for probably 7 or 8 years, and she's always had these splotches on her skin, which I found out yesterday were psoriasis, and they're like raised and white and kind of red, and mostly on her elbows and at times in other places. But she's always had that since I've gone to her, I think, pretty much. And I've always seen it and thought, I'd love to pray for her sometime, but I'm a little bit scared to say, hey, I've noticed what you've got on your skin. You know what I mean? I didn't want to hurt her feelings either. But the last time I went 8 weeks ago, I really felt like I need to pray for her, but I bottled it. And then between yesterday I went and that 8 weeks ago, Julian Adams, who was in town speaking at King's Arms, went to her as well to have his hair cut. And when he came home, I was like, so did you pray for her? Thinking I got out of it if he's done it. And he was like, no. So I thought, no, I'm going to have to do it. I went yesterday, and on the way there, I just said, Jesus, I'm willing to be rejected. I'm willing for her to say no. She's quite a hard closed lady, and she's never like opened up to me really about anything. She's not an easy person to approach. And so I thought she might well say, you're nuts. And then I've got to face her now every 8 weeks to have my hair done. So yesterday in the car, I just said, Jesus, I'll do it. You know, I'll do it. Just, let me know if it's the right time.
Great. Yeah. So you got there and what happened?
Well, I got there, and usually they're really busy on a Saturday, but there was hardly anyone in there yesterday. And as she's cutting my hair, she's never mentioned this psoriasis. I didn't know what it was. And as she was cutting my hair, she said, gosh, my psoriasis is just so bad today. And I went, really? And she said, yeah, I've got it on my face. And I said, oh, I can't see it. She said, I have on loads of makeup. And I said, is that what you have on your arms? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, you can say no if you want to, but I have a friend who had a skin disorder. And just a couple of weeks ago, she'd had it for like 2 years, and the doctors had said, there's nothing else we can do for you. And about 2 weeks ago, we prayed for her, and she got healed. And we're seeing lots of people get healed. If you want me to pray for you, I will. And she said, yeah, I'd really like that. And I was like, really? All right. And she said, actually, I've got a story as well, and I've never told anyone, but I'll tell you. And I said, okay. And she said, about 6 years ago, I don't know if you remember, which I didn't, she said, I was covered from head to toe, totally covered in these white spots. They really stand out just all over her body. And she said, I had been to all the specialists. I'd tried all the creams. I'd gone on sunbeds. They said sun helps. And she said, I tried it all, and nothing worked. And my friend and what she thinks is her pastor came over to her house and prayed for her. And she said 2 days later, she went away on holiday. And she said it was just in England, but it was during a heat wave. And so she thought, I'm totally humiliated to go out in a swimsuit, but I'm going to, because they say the sun is good for it. And she said she laid on the beach, and everyone stared at her, and she was totally humiliated. And she went home and went to bed. And when she woke up the next morning, she was totally clear. Mm. And I was like, really? And she said, yeah. And for years, I just thought it was the sun. And she said, but ever since then, I've gone on every hot holiday I can. And she goes like every 3 months to a hot place. And I never knew why until now. And she said, it's never cleared up again since. So now I realize it was God. It wasn't the sun. Yeah, it was awesome.
Great.
So I said, all right, well, if you want me to, right then she like finished my haircut and everything. So I said, shall I pray for you now? And she said, yeah. And, right there in the middle of the shop, I just put my hands on her and prayed for her. And, I just, you know, said to every sickness to go and everything, and then really short. And then she said, I said, do you feel any different? It hadn't changed. The skin looked the same. I said, do you feel any different? And she just burst into tears and said, I feel really emotional and I feel really hot. And I said, you know, well, that's God. And he healed you last time, and he's going to heal you this time. And he's come to you today for two reasons. One, because he loves you and he knows you. And two, it's a sign that the message we preach is true. And she was like, okay, cool. And she gave me a hug, and she kept crying. And she said, 5 of my clients have mentioned it today, and I feel so humiliated. And I really appreciate you praying for me, and I feel really loved. So it was awesome. So I think she's kind of expecting in 2 days' time, like last time, she'll wake up and it'll be totally gone. So I am too.
That's great. Yeah. Can we give Caroline a round of applause? Thank you.